The Bush administration announced today that it intends to move ahead with the deployment of a missile defense system, even though the program is still in its testing phase. In a White House statement, President Bush said he is asking the military to have the first phase of a system operational by 2004. He said the initial step would serve as a starting point for the development of a full missile system. At the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld described the program as still in its evolutionary stages. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
The White House statement described its missile defense goals as modest for now. The administration intends by 2004 to have 10 so-called interceptor missiles deployed at sites in Alaska and California. These are missiles designed to intercept and destroy incoming ballistic missiles in mid-flight. Secretary Rumsfeld says he doesn't want to oversell the amount of protection such a system would provide in its early stage.
The initial capability, when it's there, would give us a limited capability to deal with a relatively small number of incoming ballistic missiles, which is better than nothing. And it's a start, and these capabilities will evolve over time.
By 2005, another 10 interceptor missiles would be deployed on land in Alaska and California, plus 20 more interceptors based at sea on Aegis destroyers. This part of the program already exists on an experimental basis, a so-called test bed, both on land and sea. Air Force Lieutenant General Ronald Kadish, the director of the Pentagon's missile defense program, says what's new in the president's announcement today is that over the next 2 years, the test bed will become an actual system to work on demand as needed.
What we intend to do is to take the infrastructure that we are building in the test bed, and instead of waiting to decide on order to turn it on to make it operational, we will attempt to make it operational from the beginning, starting now. That's the big change.
The Bush administration has said many times before it wanted to turn the missile defense test bed into an actual missile defense system, but until today, the president had not actually made it official. James Lindsay, a defense analyst at the Brookings Institution, says this step may be notable mainly for its symbolic importance.
Hoping to develop a system and actually having one that works are two different things. And so this is, I would say, a small step on the road to missile defense. For proponents of missile defense, the significance here is that we finally made a firm commitment to deployment, and we've sort of, in a symbolic way, broken yet another taboo.
What's unusual about the announcement is that the United States is now moving ahead on a military program that is not only very expensive, over $100 billion, according to many estimates, but also largely unproven. Several missile defense tests have failed in the last 2 years, including one just last week. Secretary Rumsfeld justified the decision to move ahead with an untested program by pointing out that few big military programs arrive, quote, full-blown. But James Lindsay of Brookings says the United States is still embarking on a risky course with missile defense.
This is still a very imperfect system. It's still very early on. It is not at all clear that they're going to have real operational capabilities by 2004, despite the best efforts in the Pentagon to speed up development. This is, after all, rocket science.
Administration officials say it's just a coincidence that the decision to move ahead with a missile defense program comes just as North Korea is making clear it intends to resume development of nuclear weapons. But Secretary Rumsfeld said the news that the United States intends to develop a missile defense system could still deter anyone who might be thinking about a missile attack on the United States. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.